This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched a pre-dawn attack on Ukraine's capital Tuesday as its air defenses worked to stop drones in what has been a relentless wave of daylight and nighttime bombardments targeting Kyiv. The buzzing of drones and loud explosions were heard as Ukrainian air defenses responded to the third Russia aerial attack on the capital within a 24-hour period. According to the Kyiv Military Administration, preliminary data, more than 20 drones were destroyed. AP's Rita Foley on why Russia has issued an arrest warrant for South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Graham met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.